Organizations in Utah who serve residents receiving Medicaid and state child health insurance are calling for Utah lawmakers to hold a special session to allocate money that would be used to help those whose personal information was stolen when a state computer system was hacked. Judy Hillman is with the Utah Health Policy Project. She says the state is not doing enough to help the more than 800,000 victims.
First of all, 10 to 15,000. Of the 280,000 that got the letter telling them to sign up for the credit monitoring actually signed up so far. So that's an indicator of how many people are actually really able to manage this. They should have signed up immediately. You know, they had to get that letter out to all of the victims from the breach. And you know, I guess we understand that. But very few signed up, and that could be because the letter was written at almost a 12th grade level. That's a no-no. It's been hard for people to understand. You know, you've got folks with different cognitive abilities, people, let's say, in nursing homes, refugees, people whose language, primary language, is not English or Spanish. If you really want to help people manage this crisis, you've got to partner with community-based organizations that have built trust with these families. Probably our strongest recommendation is to set up, you know, a plan. Maybe it's an advisory committee, but...
Well, it's not necessarily an easy system to maneuver through. People tried to sign up initially. The site was down for several days, and there's certain personal information that is required that can be limiting.
Exactly, especially for certain populations, as we've talked about. You know, you may not have the standard IDs that you need. The other issue that I think is more, you know, down the road, but still no less important, you know, what kind of a damper effect is this having on people's willingness to apply for these benefits in the first place? We already had tremendous stigma attached to Medicaid, and we've never really had much of a marketing budget in Medicaid to begin with. Because of this breach, we need a marketing budget. We need to go back to the legislature in a special session and get an appropriation, an amount of money that we can use to correct the image. And because now we need to rebuild trust in these programs. And I would say let's make sure we have the resources to do that.
So is there a certain amount that you are asking the legislature to consider?
No. I mean, I think the Department of Health is open to some of this. We met with them on Friday. We need to just kind of look at, well, what is the marketing campaign going to look like? You know, what are those real costs going to be? We're actually accumulating all kinds of costs to deal with these crises. We might as well get in that point as well.
So you'd like to see PSAs and other information being disseminated so that people will feel comfortable applying for these services in the future?
Absolutely. PSAs also to the families that have been impacted. And mind you, it's not just the Medicaid and CHIP population that's been impacted. You've had people, and let's say they've had a lab test done, and very often some of these providers will just, as a matter of course, go through the Medicaid claims system to see if someone is eligible. Those folks' personal health, personal information was also breached.
Now, you said you met recently with Medicaid Director Michael Hales. Do you get the sense that they understand the importance or the impact that this might be having on the population who has either used these services or might be in need of these services? Is there a willingness to try and work things out?
Absolutely. And it's interesting because it's not their fault. And yet, because they have that connection with the families and with the program, they have taken it on as their responsibility to clean up. So Department of Health actually called us in because they want the public input just as much as we want to give it.
In addition to going online and seeking these credit services that the state is making available, did Mr. Hales have any other recommendations?
Yes. One of the things that they're saying is that let's imagine that you've got a minor, you know, under age 18, and so they don't have any kind of credit history built up. You know, you ought to consider very, very seriously just getting a new Social Security number.
Has anyone had an opportunity to speak to the governor about calling, or Senate and House leaders about calling a special session?
We're working on that. It's been really disheartening to see the lack of outrage, the lack of any kind of frustration or response from Utah legislators. They protect the taxpayers' investment in these programs. most importantly, they should be concerned about what's happening to Utah families and through, you know, absolutely no fault of their own. I want to see the legislators more involved, especially legislative leaders, pull it together to call a special session. I don't need to have to hound them for that. They should do that themselves.
I've been speaking with Judy Hillman. She is with the Utah Health Policy Project, among those helping to organize a community forum to discuss the breach with Department of Health and Medicaid directors. It will take place this Wednesday at 4 o'clock at the Salt Lake City Department of Health. You've been listening to Utah Public Radio's UPR Newsline. I'm Carrie Bringhurst.